That is correct. It is the largest award, you know, the awards are based on the number of children that are enrolled over the target set by the Congress, and if a state like Maryland gets into the second tier, then the actual dollar amount for the bonus increases per child enrolled. So the being in the second tier helps Maryland. They've done a number of different things. They've obviously met the 5 out of 8 requirements, and they've done that by doing some things that a lot of other states have done, like not looking at assets and not having any face-to-face interviews and using a combined application for their Medicaid and CHIP program. But they've also taken two steps that a fewer number of states have done. One is they do something called automatic or administrative renewal, and what that does is it means they use electronic databases to verify information from the family. And that avoids the need for the family to provide additional information that the state actually already has access to, saves time for the family, saves time actually for the state, and it makes it easier for eligible kids to keep their coverage for as long as they're eligible. The other thing that Maryland is doing is something called Express Lane eligibility, which is a new option that was created in the same law that created the performance bonuses. Express Lane is also a very logical step for Congress to take. It's saying that when kids are in different programs, the eligibility criteria might be slightly different but very close, and Express Lane allows a state its option to take information from other programs that are closely related and use that information to determine Medicaid and CHIP eligibility without getting that information again from the family. So it's using technology, it's using data, it's using common sense, and Maryland is one of about 8 states that have been doing Express Lane eligibility.